Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. How you doing, Larry?
Oh, just staying in, staying dry.
Yeah, I wanted to read a couple scriptures before we get rolling. 1 Peter 1:13, wherefore, gird up your loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So that is the hope of people. And then I want to read Jeremiah 51, lest your heart faint, and ye fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land. A rumor shall come both 1 year, and after that in another year shall come a rumor. Violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon, and her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. And from Habakkuk 1 through 4, the burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see. O Lord, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not answer, even cry out unto thee of violence, and thou wilt not save? Why dost thou show me iniquity? Cause me to behold grievance, for spoiling and violence are before me, and there are those who rise up strife and contention. Therefore the law is slacked, and judgment does never go forth, for the wicked does compass about the righteous, and therefore wrong judgment proceeds. What do you think, Larry? I think we're there.
Yeah, I think we're probably, you and I, years ago when we used to read Jeremiah and talk about it and ruler against ruler, we never had any idea that it would reach the level that it has come to in the United States now.
Yeah, I mean, it's just incredible what's going on. Why don't we start with this latest from Hal Turner, and it says, hard disk and Nancy Pelosi's officers downloaded and stolen during the Capitol mayhem. I made a couple of comments here because I want to talk about this. Police evidently stand down because they were not at all prepared to do anything about this when this occurred. And everybody on CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, oh, it's terrible. They weren't ready for this. Why weren't the police military people ready? Well, is it possible that there was a stand down so that a military operation could steal Democrats' treasonous activities? Did the military ops in Germany, remember that raid, find some evidence that linked Pelosi and other communists so that they raided under the cover of breaching the White House? And why were not the police, the FBI, National Guard ready, as they are whenever you have a big, big riot or collection of people? You always have to be ready. They weren't. Anyway, Larry, what do you think about that? Maybe read part of this is Hal Turner, but I also found it on another site that has been kind of verified and vetted now.
Yeah, I would have to say this is probably what we're reading is somewhat accurate. Oddly enough, you know, Trump and his people, I'm sure all along have known there was a lot of dirty secrets in all those files, but that's not anywhere Trump or his people could have went to obtain them, because they would have never been given the avenue to get them nor would any court in the land given them a warrant to go remove this. It was even the Supreme Court would have never touched this. So this was basically information that was black information and inaccessible to Trump or any of his people, his allies, or his, you know, any of the loyal ones that he's got around him. So it looks like to me this was a perfectly fine-tuned, really a military ops-style operation to where under the cover of the protest in Washington, and I guess you could say a semi-riot, it really wasn't a riot. It was just a little stuff. It wasn't even near what Antifa normally has done in these cities for 4 years. But under the cover of this, though, it appears that, let me read this real quick. Here's a headline, Hal Turner, hard disk in Nancy Pelosi's office at the Capitol building downloaded and stolen during the Capitol chaos. Nancy's secrets to be exposed. Emails, data files, private congressional chat logs, and more grabbed from numerous congressional and senatorial offices. So it sounds like to me this was almost a, you know, like I said, it's a military-style ops grab-and-run scenario to where you get critical data that you really, I guess you could say, couldn't legally get because of a corrupt government system.
Yeah, when there is, you know, people were yelling and screaming, oh, this is an insurrection. Of course, when the Antifa was burning down hundreds of buildings, that was simply a protest. But the communists do that. And Pelosi and Schumer, I watched Schumer on TV lying through his teeth. These people are nothing but satanically controlled liars. And CNN, even Fox News joining in with this stuff, Bret Baier and what's his sidekick there that hates Trump, and even Cavuto. There was a guy on there, I can't think of his name, Mitt something, was on Fox News, and he was trying, he said, oh, well, I was involved. I went to, I think it was Arizona or somewhere, Nevada maybe, and found hundreds of thousands of votes that were bogus. And they, Bret Baier immediately started cutting him off. But he got some of it out there. But Fox News is nothing more than a CNN. It's a communist news network affiliated now. Fox News is worthless. And they're part of the overall thing that's going on. They're going to die in their sins. They're going to die under a, how do I say this? It's a tropical heat wave. Only it goes from the normal 70 degrees to probably 700 million degrees in a few seconds. That's God's solution for Washington, D.C. and New York City, and basically, unfortunately, for the nation. And if you don't believe it, read Jeremiah and the book of Revelation, those two alone. America is destroyed by a nuclear holocaust. Why? Because people who took the blessings of the Lord Jesus Christ, turned their back on him, decided they wanted to be with Satan himself, and they got the reward for it. So we are very, very close to this taking place. I don't know how close we are, but Trump is a brilliant tactician, actually, even though everybody hates him, and that's probably why they do hate him. When he told the people at the rally, he outlined all of the bad stuff that had taken place in all of the troubled states in the election. He outlined all of it. What is Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, CBS, and all the rest of them? Oh, they're all lies. Trump is just a liar. Schumer said right on there, there was no proof whatever of any election fraud. That man is a total and a complete liar, just like Mitch McConnell. Now they're all showing their faces to who these people really are. So it remains to be seen if the American people are smart enough or have the guts to do anything about it. I doubt it myself. I don't think that's going to happen. I think what is going to happen, and I have to say this about the mob, Antifa was embedded in some of this, and so weren't a secret military operation. You can't tell me that you could breach the White House that easy. Just not possible. That was engineered. And who engineered it? It could have been Deep State that stole all that because they're afraid Trump might try and get it. I doubt it, but that's a possibility, right? Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was just going to say it wasn't the White House. You meant to say the Capitol, didn't you? The Capitol
building.
Yeah,
I meant Congress and whatnot.
Yeah, I don't believe much in coincidences. But today, when this was going down, I had got up and I had a long morning, kind of, and I was reading a book called New Madrid by Bobby Akert. Now, let me read you a paragraph that's in it. He calls it Silent Night. But listen to this paragraph. It's so apropos to where we are today, I think. It says, when the world is falling apart around you, it's natural to seek a place of respite, a spot where you can think, process, and cope. It's all about finding tranquility in the chaos. As you age, you learn to stop trying to calm the storm that swirls around you. You focus on calming yourself, knowing the storm will pass. However, in the back of your mind, something always nags at you, because no matter how hard you try to convince yourself, you know a storm is coming.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Very, very true. If you want to make sure you are calm in the storm, then do what Jesus Christ commanded you to do and get under his wings. And then no storm can touch you, because this life here, folks, is preschool 101. And that's all it is. Your life here is a flash in the pan. And it's done that way on purpose. In fact, the Lord asked his father, he said, why did you make it this way? Speaking about finding him and all of this stuff. Why did you make it this way? Good question. I think he's sifting. He's going to sift through humanity and find out. I wrote a story about that. It's called The Game. And the creator of the game, when you're born into the game and you grow up in the game and you work in the game and then you die in the game, and everybody plays the game. But that wasn't the object of the creator. The object of the creator was to find out who would stop playing the game and seek out and find who created it, rather than play the game like everybody else plays the game. Anyway, what we're watching really is nothing but a game. It's a script. And the Illuminati has had this script out there for I don't know how many years. I've warned about it for a long, long time. Made a lot of videos concerning it, documentaries. And it's a game. And it's a diversionary tactic, really. Something else is going on much, much deeper than Congress being stormed. But anyway, what else has Hal said about this? He's done quite a lot of research. I guess he's got people he's going to speak to tonight who were actually involved in some of this. What do you think?
He has lots of witnesses, and he has lots of sources, actually, and oddly enough, let me read you this covert intel report that actually came out about 3 days ago before this even happened. Listen to this. Kind of interesting. January the 6th rally, and this is written by Hal Turner, by the way. January the 6th rally in Washington, D.C. is a Circle the Wagons event. Let that sink in. A Circle the Wagons event. Because of D.C. gun laws, Patriot Farms will be kept in reserve unless needed. Patriots will block interstates and exits from D.C. by Congress members. Says government alarm bells are already giving off alarms in Washington. Says also someone had secretly released information on the underground tunnel system in Washington, and that's exposed, and says a lot of new secrets are out. Now, this was written 3 days ago. Did you see how I ended it? A lot of these secrets are out, and then suddenly we find some type of operation, military style, has taken all the Democratic or the Congressional and Senate hard drives and disks and information out of the Capitol Hill. Something bigger's up, like you said, Stuart, than what the picture we're getting.
Yeah, well, the Lord did promise he was going to expose it all. He didn't say the American people were going to do anything about it. He just said he was going to expose it. So I guess if you took a look at it from that perspective, the Lord's going to expose it, and the American people don't do anything about it, and therefore they are as guilty as their leaders, and so the whole nation is destroyed. Like you have often said, if it's broke at the top, how do you fix it? Well, it's broke at the top, and it appears that the only way the Lord can fix it is a surprise nuclear attack. And that's how this country ends. It's just sad to watch. And now we can see the corruption. We can see the lies of all major media. There is no honest media out there anymore. Fox News was kind of a stronghold, but I always thought they were probably just paid opposition. But I think what we're watching is a clash between the patriots and the Christians, those who cling to their guns and Bibles, as Barack Hussein Obama said, and the communists. And out of this clash will come the New World Order and the Rise of the Phoenix, which is Mary Summer Rain wrote a book about the Rise of the Phoenix. Phoenix Rising is what she called it. And the earth changes, the political changes, the economic changes, and all of that go hand in hand, and that's what we're watching. Charles Schwab of the, what do they call themselves? Can't think of it right now, World something. They're in for the Great Reset. And what's going on behind the scenes is exactly, I think, what the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, the Illuminati, long said. We will drive a wedge between the civilian people and their government to such a degree that they will rise up. They have already closed off all avenues of redress. You can't get any redress from the politicians. You can't get any redress from the judiciary, which is now corrupt. You can't get any redress anywhere. So what happens when people are put upon, but they can't get any redress? Well, eventually they rise up. And I think that's where we're headed. I think we're seeing the very beginnings of revolution. Violence in the land. Now, there's two concepts you can apply to that, but it may be when ruler is against ruler and people are really taken to the streets. And I heard something about people were massing on their state capitals for redress. Is that correct, Larry? Did you hear that?
Yeah, that is true, because I saw it on not only on Parler but also on Fox Business. On their scroll across the bottom, it said a number of states have found masses of people beginning to gather at their state capitals. So there's something going on bigger than just this Washington, D.C. scenario.
Yes, and we had that prophecy from that lady, and I don't think I copied it, but basically she said, look out, all the way through March. Kind of interesting that we're going to go into some really bad stuff. And I sure hope people are prepared for this. And then you got this CV1921's lockdown, and they're all beating their drums. Oh, this is much more contagious, and you've got to stay home, and you got to wear a mask. Remember Biden and his 100-day mask wearing? Anybody that does any research on mask wearing by the experts will tell you it is the most harmful thing you could do to yourself. And most of these masks, I watched a video where a guy was smoking. He put on all these different masks and then blew the smoke right through the mask. They're worthless. They're going to stop an atomic size, an atom size virus. They're going to do anything. So what are they demanding you do that for? It lowers your immune system. It makes you sick. I think they're going to release another, but this time, bioengineered, just like the first one is, but much more contagious and much more dangerous, so that the kill rate, don't forget Georgia Guidestones, Culling of America, don't forget Deagle.com, drastic by the hundreds of thousands of people in the United States. They introduced us to mass graves. They introduced us to not being able to see your loved ones. No funerals, no autopsies. Dump them into a mass grave like third world countries do. They introduced us to all that. So now the people are acclimated so that when this next very dangerous virus takes place, you'll be used to having hundreds, thousands in big mass graves, and you won't be able to do anything about it, because the American people will not just stand up. You know, all the American people have to do, Larry, is just ignore it all. Are they going to arrest the entire nation and throw them in jail? It's kind of like TSA. All the people had to do is say, we're not going to fly until you remove TSA. TSA would have been removed probably in 48 hours. But the people won't do anything. They acquiesced. They're bowing down now. Anyway, what else have we got? Hell thinks we're going into the Civil War.
Yeah, it's a matter of fact, it was oddly enough that, you know, you talked when the show started about some of the masks coming off, you know, of who these people really are. And I think pretty much we know who Pence is now, too.
Yes.
Pence is not able anymore to hide behind the mask of, I'm a Trump fan and I like Trump and I support Trump. That's all gone by the wayside now.
Yes. Yeah, and it's too bad. Well, McConnell's another one. I mean, you and I knew who he was, but the major masses of the people probably had no clue that McConnell is a deep state snake, like Schumer, Pelosi, and all the rest of them. And the people, a lot of the people do realize what's going on, but when you've got major media out there saying that what Trump was saying about the election is all lies, there's no truth in it. When you have a major leader like Schumer on the floor of the Senate saying it's a total lie, there is absolutely zero evidence of fraud, he's an absolute total liar. And we know who the master of all lies is. I think the Lord identified him. A liar and a murderer from the beginning. So you know who controls Washington. And if you think that the Lord is going to allow this to continue forever, aborting babies and stuff like that forever, I think you're mistaken. What else we got, Larry? It says here, Arizona and Wisconsin legislators to recast electors for Trump. So is this why they're rushing this through, so they can't do it?
I think that's what they're trying to do, because a while ago Pelosi made a short speech and said that they have to hurry now while all this chaos is going on and go ahead and secure the vote for Biden and get him set for office. So I think they're in a rush. They're trying to do this rather quickly.
I don't think people are going to accept Biden or communist, hardcore communist Harris. People should read up on Kamala Harris and find out all about her. She's a hardcore communist, according to everything I can find. And they mean to destroy the United States. So it's going to be interesting to see if the American people sit back or whether Hal Turner's right and we go into civil war. Here's another headline from Harrell, from Turner. They did it again in Georgia. Senate runoff pulled 5,000 votes from Purdue, broadcast live on ABC. Big switch. Fraud. But people don't do anything about it. And state lawmakers petitioned Pence for more time to investigate Senate election irregularities. And they're not going to do it. Anyway, what else you got, Larry?
Well, I was going to say that also at the same time, we're probably watching more volcanoes going off across the world than I ever remember. But it seems like at the same time, we're getting less and less reports of either earthquakes or volcanoes or any of these events. It seems like that's dropped in the background now with no reporting.
I got an email from a friend of ours, a Christian lady, who said that I didn't get a chance to go look, but Hawaii is really rattling again. So, you know, sooner or later, folks, this stuff is, in fact, I'll go a step further. Volcanism is basically what destroys the world. You'll find that not only in the Book of Enoch, it's right there in Revelation, where a lot of the nations are cast into the lake of fire. Well, it's just the lava beds below us. Volcanism. And entire continents break off. In fact, they even found, this happened before, they even found a continent, a huge section of a continent, buried in the lava below. They're finding out more and more and more about this stuff. And in the meantime, Larry, we've had more reports of Mothman. We've had reports of all kinds of weird creatures. We got to be at the basic end of things. What do you think? I think it's upon us already.
Well, and what's interesting, too, is that we keep getting more and more reports or rumors of not only a beginning of an arrival, but also I have never, it's really unprecedented. I've never seen the skies so chemtrailed as I have the last week or two. It's like they've tripled the chemtrails in the sky.
Yeah, so what's that about? Are they trying to hide something, or are they bringing about the next smart dust download so that we get to breathe it all in? They aren't going to quit, folks. They mean to kill you. I've said that before, but it's true. People better get their mind around how corrupt our government has become. It's not your friend. It's your worst enemy. And we're going to find it out, I think, under Biden. Do you think he's going to get sworn in, or do you think something's going to happen so he doesn't get sworn in?
I don't have a clue. This thing is really day by day, and that word that you was remarking about on of Nita Johnson, of she says that basically people better brace themselves because between now and between January and March, the end of March, we're going to see some incredible things.
Yeah, and I think we will. And people, brace yourselves, really. Have food, water, clothing. If they knock off the power, think about what you're going to do for heat in your house or your apartment so that all the pipes don't freeze on you, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, if they do it in the middle of winter when it's like 10 degrees, tons of people are going to be in a world of hurt. And they know that. And they love to torture people. Anyway, I guess we're out of time, and we'll be back Friday, the Lord willing, and we'll just have to watch and be watchful from now on. This is going to go not good, I don't think. Good night, folks. Take care. Thanks, Larry.